So today we're going to start our podcast by asking some questions to our fellow classmates. They have been eating meat their whole life, and we're just going to get their opinion on some of the questions we have. Why wouldn't you want to go vegetarian?
I wouldn't want to go vegetarian because all my life I've grown up eating meat. So that's what I'm used to, and changing it, I don't think that I would like that because I love meat.
Well, do you think like you'll ever consider?
Yes, maybe with further
further
knowledge about how they treat the animals and stuff. Maybe one day I'll change my mind.
Yeah. So, why do you think people would have a hard time converting to a vegetarian?
I mostly think because of social media. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you hear, oh, this person is a vegetarian, the first thing you pop in your head is, no, they're not trying to live a healthy lifestyle. It's, oh, they're seeking out attention. Mm-hmm. Or they're seeking out, you know, some form of praise and or, you know, gratification.
Yeah, for living a
healthy life.
Yeah. I think family also has to do a lot with that, you know, because like family, they kind of like tease you, make fun about it. Or maybe your mom can't make the vegetarian dishes that you want. Maybe she'll just make meat and stuff, you know. Be sure of what you want, because if you just rush into it, you're not going to have the same result. So you have to start small. By what I mean by start small is that, so for 1 week, you can just cut off chicken, and then the next week, beef, and then the next week, pork, like that. Or maybe it might take you more than 1 week. And if you think you're having like really hard time, substitute it. By substituting it, you can substitute meat into like healthier things for your body. You could substitute it to tofu or lentils or vegetables and fruits. It doesn't, your body necessarily doesn't need meat. It's just for your pleasure. So you could come up with recipes. There are plenty online if you want to look it up, and they're so simple. And also be aware of what's going in your body, because not everything vegetarian or vegan is healthy. Like Oreo is vegan, but it's not healthy, you know? You might like it because it's sweet and stuff, but it's not. And if you don't put in like healthy things in your body, you're gonna have a hard time, like I said, because when I went vegetarian, I just completely switched and like in what were like within 1 week, and the aftermath was not good. I was like bloating, and there were lots of gas and stuff. It's because like you're not taking in other things like proteins. You're only eating many like fibers. And also, if you are having trouble thinking, you know, oh, I should do it or not, like go to a doctor and get checkups, you know?
Not all doctors know what they're talking about, so you might want to talk to an expert or someone you know that has gone vegetarian, because sometimes doctors can give you false information just to like...
Yeah, because they might not have studied like nutrition and stuff. Because some, they might be like, oh, you know, meat is protein. No, meat, I mean, it might be, but plant is also protein. I'll just say that, be clear of what you want, start small, substitute, and be aware of what's going in your body, because not everything vegetarian or vegan is healthy. And also get checks up or get advice from doctors. And you know, eating meat is like a relationship.
Meat is like a toxic relationship to you. Although sometimes it brings you pleasure and happiness, it could also be very bad for your body. Although you may think that like you're doing the right thing by like staying, so it's not really good for you. You should take the step and try to leave the relationship. Although it can be very hard to let go, but it takes time, and the amount of time you take into the process of moving on stuff can really affect you in the future. just know that you're doing the right thing. You know, you're helping a lot of animal by going vegetarian. You're helping yourself, and that's what matters, you know. And yeah, don't listen to what anyone says. Just go at your own pace. Just do it.